Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Truth Finders Network is proud to present episode 2 of Make That Change, Tools of Transformation, which is part 1 of a 3-part series of what I call the 3 C's of success: confidence, courage, and character. These are must-haves for success. I am your host, Carrie Light, a.k.a. Scary Carrie, founder of Truth Finders Network and Glow Ministries, and as the mother of 7 grown children, ages 17 to 35, and grandmother of 11, I can honestly say that if I can find pathways to success, anyone can. And that's what's inspired me to create this show and what motivates me to stay strong no matter what life brings my way. I know it's hard to keep up with it all, and I know it's hard to keep up a good attitude. And I've been through a lot in my life, truly lived to share what I've learned, and that is how it is with my co-hosts, Deborah Hernandez-Antich and Jennifer Pennington, too. Each wise sages in their own right. We strive each week to bring you a special panel who bring energy, light, love, and joy to everything they do. And on Make That Change, we hope to connect you with all of that and more. We hope that you'll feel it carry over our cyber wires as we gather live tonight and as you share the podcast later too, inspiring and motivating you and those that you love to make that change.
Having everything go your way.
When you deal with computers, you deal with ones and zeros. And the only way that you can make a computer more powerful is to expand the consciousness of the computer.
Well, it's something bigger than ourselves. And that's got to be said.
It has to do with the self-image that people have.
You know, just kind of your ego being swept aside or being kind of stomped on it or being swatted like a fly.
It really is and truly happening at a societal level.
It is being able to take what feels like ordinary human energy and mastering extraordinary power, even with a single person in a society with this kind of power. We call it the X Factor.
The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the network, producers, advertisers, or hosts, and belong solely to those who make them. Committed to presenting all aspects of the truth and allowing you, the listener, to decide for yourself.
31 seconds, and we're gone for
All right, everybody, we have a great show tonight, much of it coming from recent real-life experiences. And while we genuinely acknowledge that times are tough, we want to focus on change, even if for a little bit, and on a make sense out of real-life ways kind of make that change. So that change that you're hoping to make or maybe even needing to make, that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with success. And the truth is that success is still really possible. And don't let anyone tell you anything different, even in the hard times. So what does success take? What does it actually look like in our daily lives? How can you overcome rough patches and take your goals to the next level, to the level of success and beyond? Tonight, we're going to elaborate on the second of the 3 C's for success, which is courage. And as we do, we honor and embrace Truth and Wisdom community style. And we encourage y'all to call in. It's a toll-free number, 949-943-1622. And when you do, you can listen online or ask to join the conversation by selecting 1. and then just hang out until I can pull you in. And I have to keep letting y'all know, we would love it if you would join us in our chat room at the Truth Finders Network website at truthfindersnetwork.com. So let's all share the TFN network link with our friends and family real quick while we're getting started. They're also posted in the chat room at TFN. And we're hoping to reach as many people as possible. And by following us on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio, you'll always be updated and connected. So joining me live tonight is my co-host, Jennifer Pennington, who is a special education teacher for kids with autism at Bedecheck Middle School in Austin, Texas, and is the founder of Live Freely, an organization designed to provide guidance, wisdom, and encouragement to women and children seeking to live a more free and fuller life. She's also currently working on her master's in counseling at Lamar University, and you can check out her work at Live Freely with Jen at Weebly.com or contact her at livefreelywithjen@gmail.com. And my other co-host is Ms. Deborah Hernandez-Antage, and she's joining us from Leander for the first hour of the show tonight. She is an intuitive consultant and instincts trainer and the founder of I Project Confidence and the Traveling Psychic Supper Club. Deb is also a child and victims advocate, a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate. Deb's dedicated to creating enriching experiences for those around her and in viewing the world with an intuitive yet childlike eye. And you can find out all about that as well as contact her at Deborah@TravelingPsychicSupperClub.com. And her email is Deborah@IProjectConfidence.com. Okay, so we're going to dive in. And before we get completely into the content, I want to first remind everybody that success is for everyone. This is not, you know, as they say, not typical. The results are not typical. Yes, the results are typical. So let me just say that. And everyone can achieve it, okay? And it is success tonight. And you could actually take the word it and put a blank there and fill in anything that you want there because you can achieve it. And maybe we do struggle. The truth is we all struggle. But don't let that define you or your future. And I always want to encourage everybody to take notes because there's always a lot of great information flowing and you're going to want to remember it.
Yes.
So courage is the second of the three C's for success, which are both independent of each other, the three C's, confidence, courage, and character. But they're also progressive as well because you really need a lot of confidence to have courage and you need confidence and courage really to have strong character. The second, which is tonight's focus, is courage. And the idea is tonight is to just share the tools that the three of us have found work in our own lives. And hopefully y'all will call in to share yours too. And again, that number is 949-943-1622. So I'm going to hand it off to you, Deb. Tell me what you got to dish out for everybody tonight.
What I have to dish out. So, yeah, well, while you're talking, I have things that I don't ever do anything, you know, from a prepared point of view because I like to kind of fly by the seat of my pants. But, you know, we've all had some conversations. One of the things I like about this show is we're kind of like a triangle. You know, I was talking to Jen, last week, I guess, and we were talking about how the difference between the energy moving in a triangle is so different than an energy moving from bouncing back and forth from one point to another. And so I think speaking to that about courage is not being afraid to just talk about what is important to you. You know, when I started the Traveling Psychic Supper Club, that was not the easiest thing for me to do, but I was like, I cannot not talk about this. This is what I am supposed to do. And that took a lot of courage. I mean, my family didn't know a lot about the experiences that I'd been having. You know, I kind of raised my little flag and put it out there using a word that some people get freaked out by, but I've come to learn while doing that work that physics and intuition are both incorporated to that. And it's just people use different languages. And so that is almost like that top piece of that triangle. And so for me, I really just had to be able to stand in who I was and say, okay, this is what's going on with me, guys. Let's hear what's going on with you. And people responded to that. You know, I didn't even know where to put that out there. I was like, okay, do I put it on Craigslist? I ended up doing a meetup. So, and that meetup has over 200 people now. So, and there's kind of people that come and go, but when you raise your little flag, when you have the courage to raise that little flag that just says, hey guys, like this is an important piece of me, it draws other people in. And so I think that's my starting off piece for courage, is just being able to accurately portray who you are without any need for, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Facades. You know, just let your light be what it is instead of
like when, you know, how it is when you, when something's complicated, you got to just be like, let me just spit it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can't like, make this sound pretty for you.
When it comes to what's important to you, you shouldn't be mincing words.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And it's not the time for that. You should be like, just spit it out. Make it simple. Break it down.
Yeah. It's like when you're saying that, it's almost like you have to just barf it out. Like, here it is. And you're going to do whatever you're going to do with it. But
barf it out.
That can't have an effect on me being who I am. Like, your thoughts about me can't affect me.
No.
So that's one of my keys as far as courage goes, is just putting it all out there. Be who you are.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. I feel like one of my biggest stamps in courage is, it's like, I've mentioned before, I have rules for myself that I try to follow when I'm, you know, I've made these rules when I'm very calm and, you know, any emotion really I could be really super happy and excited and get carried away and make bad decisions.
Right.
I mean, and
I have lots of things
I've been
enjoy.
Completely sober and completely not and completely upset, but I just have the rules because I know, you know, they are my truth. And one of the things that I kind of did when I was young, because I had to, but I grew up doing it because I want to, is face the giant. That's my rule, is face the giant. And I feel like that speaks to that. And I hope I can keep repeating that for people tonight as we go through tools, because facing the giant is hard. It takes courage. But to me, it's harder not to. And if we don't, sometimes if we just remember that, remember how much harder it is to not face the giant than it is to just go, you know what, forget this, and just sit down and face that thing, whatever it is, and deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where your strength comes from. That's when you, what is the proof is in the pudding, is like what I hear in my head, is that's when you know who you are. Is when you have to, and it's so perfect that you're talking about that, because the book I'm reading right now is David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. It's one of the books I'm reading. And that's what it talks about, is how utilizing your strength and knowing other people's weakness. That's such an amazing story, is that David used his strengths and he was able to see Goliath's weakness. And so when everybody was like, who's this little guy, this little shepherd, and he took the giant down. But it's just, you know, they were trying to put all this armor on him. They were, and he was like, no, I got to do it my way.
Yeah, I can't be you.
Right.
It has to be me. Yeah.
And he did not, the fight he took to Goliath was not the fight Goliath expected.
No, not at all. And he was he was overly confident in an inappropriate way. So it was a weakness for him
it was.
That David anticipated. that if you just, like, you know, we've talked about going through the process, like, physically, and we jokingly say, oh, well, we're going to talk about physics, but everybody that's listening needs to remember the physics are what it's all about, because what the physics are the physical reality in your life. Mm-hmm. And however that's going to manifest, whether it's in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in your life, in your body, etc. And, you know, what we're talking about is literally just making simple. It shouldn't be complicated what's important to you, dang it, because if it's important to you, it is. You can't change that. You might be able to change, like, what your realistic ideas for it are, right? But we can't change what's important to us.
Yeah.
And we need to, I think, own that and then face whatever it is that we need to face in the process of that. What do you think?
Yeah, those giants don't go away.
Yeah, no, they don't. We just got to slingshot them down.
By being
yourself, yeah. And standing your ground and just knowing, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. And so what if I struggle or fumble a little bit? So what? I can do this.
I love, Deb, like what you said about the, like raising your flag, just doing it. And like, just like what Carrie's just saying, like, I can do this. Like when you have like a passion for something and you want to see it happen, you can sit there and you can make up a million reasons why you can't do it, you know, and you can, oh, well, I don't have the time, or, well, what am I going to do? I'm just one person, or, but I mean, there are people that are doing this that are better than me, or, well, I don't have a degree, or, I mean, there's just, like, you know, there's a million reasons, but, like, just fine, okay, maybe, like, your dream is to do something worldwide, or do something that, like, maybe it's a major change, and maybe you're not ready to do that, but do something. Just raise your flag, you know, just like get it out there, whether it's like for in your case, it was a meetup group, or, you know, if the change you're trying to make is you want to be more open when people are hurting, like then just raise your flag. Just stop and listen to one person. Like just do something, even like the smallest thing in the right direction.
Sometimes are amazing.
You know? Yeah. So, and through that, you know, and I want to, like, add to that, like, Carrie, what you were saying about just now about, like, being you, and, Deb, you were talking about it too, you know, just when you raise your flag, raise your flag. Don't try to do it the way someone else did it, because that you won't necessarily be successful trying to copy someone else. Like, you, what are your strengths? Put those out there and use those to take a small step in the right direction.
Well, you know, I think wise men seek counsel from many, but that doesn't mean that the wise man took everybody's counsel.
No.
You know,
he
sought everybody's counsel, and he sought as many people's counsel as he could. And he took it all in, and then he processed it out in his own way, in his own life. And to me, that's what make that change should be all about in our lives, because otherwise we're just talking about it. And I want this to be the catalyst for more than just a conversation. I mean, we're hitting success if this is a conversation that's shared, but I want it to just be the conversation that is shared that really gives people realistic concepts that they can try.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not just chit chat about, you know what I mean? Like really, I'm always like, I want to get to the meat of it. I don't want to have surface chit chat. Let's get down to it. And, I want to be there, you know, and it takes a little bit of, taking layers off, you know, to be able to get there. Like, the water cooler conversation about whatever happened last night is great, but you walk away and it just kind of stays there floating in the air. Like, I want to take away actual content, you know, that one of the things with us as a group, but also with the bigger groups that I'm involved in is, you know, the floor is open. I'm like, you want to tell me what you think is the craziest thing? I can tell you I've heard it at least 5 times from 5 different people, different variations of the exact same story. And people are like, no way, here's my story. And I'm like, yep, I've heard it 17 times. I mean, so it's like not like saying, oh, it's not important, but you are more connected to people than you realize. And we are having the same experiences in different boxes.
Yeah.
And I was having a conversation with someone at lunch today, and Carrie, you and I have talked about this before, you know, the 5 great tragedies. We pick one, and we run with it. And it's kind of like if you run so far away from other people, and you let that keep you away from other people. But if you can sit down with someone and share your story, that's what it's about. Like, that's where the connections are made. And, I kind of hear kind of when people metaphysically about, oh, well, you're not your story. Well, why not? I mean, if you can make your, if you can have your story work for you,
right,
and help connect you to the right people, why not? I mean, let's flip the story. And instead of having it be this, you know, this stone that weighs you down to the bottom of the ocean, have it be your balloon that carries you up. Or, you know, it's those little flags where, I mean, like, Jen, while you were talking, I was laughing because, like, there's a saying about, like, raise your freak flag. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, my flag was a freak flag.
Right.
But so many,
I do that all the time. Definitely.
I have not had anybody come up to me and be like, you know what, I think you're a fraud. I've not ever had anybody say that. What people do say to me is, you know what, I had an experience.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to put your freak flag up for other people to be able to go, wow, I'm not out there by myself.
Well, you really do. I mean, I remember when Marty and I first moved to Texas, and we were forced to do that out of necessity. But, I mean, we couldn't even sell our stuff. Like, we had a train of cars and trailers literally going down the highway. We had to fly our grandfather in to help us. But we came down here and we were able to sell everything. And then we bought our first house. And it took a lot of courage, but we were so beyond ready. But the way that we did it was in a way that wasn't necessarily popular with a lot of other people. But for us, it was our deal. I mean, it was our chance. It was our opportunity. And we prayed about it. We felt good about it.
Yeah.
And we took an educated risk. And that's what I think about when I think of, when I hear the word courage and why the story is important. Because, you know, originally when I first started getting into the working world, that's what I wanted to do, was help other people buy homes. Because I knew that not everybody out there is willing to take that risk without hearing that story.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, wanted people to know, hey, it's okay. You can do this. You can find a way, you know. And I'm going through something in that housing thing right now that, you know, I'm calling on every single day that I wake up on that courage. So if you're listening, I always really reach out to listeners and make sure that they know what we're talking about is not just stuff. This is real life things that make sense in terms of taking the feelings that you have, the experiences that you have, and the goals that you want or need, or both, because wanting and needing are both really important. But making that a reality in your life, it doesn't have to be that stuff that you're talking about, because you can do it. You just got to decide. And like you said, Deb, say, okay, what is important to me? Have the courage to be honest with yourself, and have the courage to commit it to paper. You know, have the courage to talk about it with people, to seek counsel from many. Have the courage to wait on it and wait with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's an important thing, too. When you were talking earlier, like during the intro, is knowing that if it doesn't happen the first time, you might have just needed a little bit more experience. You might have needed a little bit more knowledge. You might, you know, it, because I've had a few things happen that I was like, oh, this is it. Everything's happening perfectly. Oh, wait a minute. That fit, like, that sucked. But in actuality, it didn't suck because I had to go through that to get to a place where I was really ready for it for real.
Right.
And so it's, you know, and Abraham Lincoln is one of my I don't want to say role models, but he's kind of got a stake in this game. Like, I refer to him a lot because, man, that guy went through what other people perceived as failure after failure after failure. But it was just mistakes. Like, he maybe worked on something and it wasn't the right one. I always think I love words that mean two different things. And mistakes, instead of looking at it as a mistake, looking at it as a mistake. Like, you know, when you make a movie, you take a bunch of different takes, and sometimes what you think it's supposed to look like and what it looks like for the finished product are two really different things. It's like maybe it was a little improvisation that needed to happen. You know, maybe it was the lines needed to be switched up, you know, and maybe it takes 20 takes when everybody's like, oh my God, why can't this guy just get it? And then it's like, bam, it happens. All those little things had to happen in that order. And that's one of the things that I tell people all the time. It's like, you're not failing. You're just gaining more knowledge. You're just opening your perception. And that's such an important piece because who hasn't been there? I mean, who has not had that experience?
I really think that basically everybody is struggling with different things in their life. And I just think that that's the reality of it. And just getting that out of the way and making it kind of a playing field where everyone can relate. At the end of the day, the question is, what are you going to do about it? And that's my question for everybody is, what are you going to do about it? If you don't like it, if you aren't happy with it, what are you going to do about it? Because until you decide that you are going to do something about it, that it's important to you, and that it's important enough to do something, then it's just this thing that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want it to be that thing you're talking about, and you really want to see changes made in your life, and you really want to make that change, and I'm talking, don't be afraid to have big dreams. I mean, maybe you got a small step that you have to take in the beginning, but you can still start out with big dreams.
Yeah.
And I encourage, that's what I encourage everyone to do, and to encourage the people around them to do. And that's what I hope people can take away from the, what we're sharing with them tonight. And on that note, we've got to take our first break. So I am going to play a little bit of non-mainstream music and pull up some Deluge. This song is called Family Man. And just so we have a little bit more time to talk, I think I'm going to pull the breaks a little short tonight. So this one's a little less than 6 minutes long, and I will see you all on the other side. Thank you. Okay, everybody, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight at TruthFindersNetwork.com. And we are elaborating on the second of the three C's of success, and that's courage. And we are talking with my co-hosts, Deborah Hernandez-Antich and Jennifer Pennington. Took kind of a quick break tonight because we just really wanted to get as much of the conversation in as we could with Deb, especially. She's just here for the first hour. But we're talking about courage and it being something that you can, what it would look like, being a real example. And Deb was talking about, you know, flying your flag, being true to yourself, finding out what's important for you. And I've started a new thing. I'm doing hashtags now. and so it's my new thing. And so I got out of what we talked about on the first hour, what's important to you. And all this is hashtag, I won't say hashtag every time.
Stop saying hashtag.
Should I say comma in between?
Video with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, really? See, I'm learning all this new. Be true to you. Make it simple, and barf it out. And it cracked me up.
That's good.
One of the first shows we did was pour Drano on it, and I thought we're gonna have this extracurricular column with the ones that are actually they're oxymorons.
Yeah.
Because we're barf it out and pour Drano on it. These are good things.
Yeah.
When it comes to this, spit it out. Proof's in the pudding. Face the giant. Raise your flag, and raise your flag. Okay.
I love that. Yep.
Make it your flag. Get to the meat of it and wait for it. So those were my takeaway hashtags. From
I love that. That's a great way to summarize.
Yeah, those were the ones that I took from that. And I don't know, we're kind of doing on the fly with Yvonne. Is there any other specific tools that you want to throw out there before we have to let you go?
Say goodbye to me. Well, you know what? One of the things, it's going to kind of go back to what we talked about earlier, is think about when you want to put your flag out, but you kind of hold back, but then you have a friend that you've been like talking and it's so exciting and, oh, I'm going to do all this and I'm going to do all that. And they're saying, oh yeah, I'm going to do all this and I'm going to do all that. And then they do it, like they raise their flag and you're like, dude, like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, no, it's also that, but like, there's a little bit of kind of jealousy can creep in there, kind of a little bit of envy can creep in there, like, well, man, they did it, and now if I do it, it's just going to make it look like I'm copying them. So it kind of sucks when, like, somebody, whenever you're both talking about doing it, and they take the bleep, and they're successful, and then you're like, well, I just stayed on the diving board, or like, I just stayed on the cliff. I didn't take the leap, and now I'm kind of irritated with them because they did it. And I'm kind of irritated with myself because I didn't do it. Like, that feeling is not helpful. You know, like...
No, and I say have the courage to step through it.
Yeah. And
break
well,
it.
To let it be part of the experience. You know, to be like, okay, well, that sucked. But now it's almost like looking at other people instead of saying, well, who do you... Because I've heard this before, too. Who do you think you are? And I'm like, I'm just being me. Like, that person, when they took their leap, they were just being them. And not to compare. Like, I think that comparison and expectation are such holdback. Like, it's such a holdback. You know, like saying, oh, well, she did this or he did that. And it's like, you know, when you're working with peers, there is no competition. It's just, you have to learn to be excited for other people. Because you want, that's what you want, right? I mean, you want other people to be excited for you. So it's taking that barrier of kind of keeping up with the Joneses and just being like, you know what, that's awesome that you did it, I might be feeling a little bit of disappointment in myself, but I'm going to work through that, and I'm going to take what you did as a good point instead of saying, oh, well, blah, blah,
well, like,
blah.
My grandma always said envy is not, I mean, to her, that was a good thing. Jealousy was not, an unhealthy thing.
And use it as a propeller, not something
to
hold you back.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
It needs to be a catalyst, mm-hmm. If you are the kind that thinks, has those jealous feelings come, I mean, you can't really do. I really hate it when I'm trying to tell myself, don't feel like that, because my feelings, they like have a mind of their own. But I can tell my feelings. I can tell myself a lot about my feelings and what I want to do about them, and so that is the part that's empowering for me. And I think that if you're feeling a little bit taken aback by something someone else is doing, the first thing that you should do is just be good to yourself and say, you know what? I can do that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that really makes me want to do that. And it makes me want to find a way to do that. Because that's what it's about, is the equation of from A to B equals C.
And another thing to do is ask that person how they did it. Instead of being like, well, it is just say, hey, how did you get the courage? Because I've been wanting to do this for X amount of time. How did you do it? And they want to share their story. Like, people want to share their success.
I like that. I like that a lot.
You're right. People do want to share their success. And I think that having the courage to reach out, I know I'm not very good at that. And
right.
I really have to push myself. I tend to rely on my own coping skills.
Yeah.
And then I'll feel like the Holy Spirit will remind me, okay, that's good and all.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some other people in this world who I happen to have in your reach, and you really shout. And then it does take courage for me to do that.
Yeah.
But it gets easier.
It does. You got to do it frequently in order for it to get easier. The increments that don't, and I'm just being real with it, but because it can be tricky, I think, reaching out. And I'm a really private person.
Right.
Too.
Yeah.
So I find, just reaching out sometimes it puts me in a position where I feel a little bit awkward there.
Yeah, the word I'm hearing in my head is vulnerable.
Yeah.
I don't even know about that. I mean, and it definitely would apply sometimes for sure, the vulnerability part. But sometimes I just feel very private. And but I just think that in my life, what I've seen is it's kind of like the norm or the way that gravity has flowed. So, when the river's coming through and after a long period of time, it just starts going that way because it's etched out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over time, it's been sort of etched out in our society where people are just not talking about what they want,
mm-hmm.
how to get
yeah.
it, what's keeping them from getting it, what they're afraid of. So, I say have the courage to freaking talk about it. Just do that. Got it. I'm writing that one down.
I like that a lot. I love that, because I just know there's so many times that I have, one, seen someone be successful and miss the opportunity to reach out to them and to grow from their knowledge because I was jealous of their success and I wasn't celebrating with them, And then there's been so many times in my life when I have seen, like, good friends be successful, and I've been so happy for them that, like, I was able to walk along the side of them and watch and learn, you know? And so,
yeah,
like, it's definitely way better the second way, for sure, because all the jealousy did was cause me to feel worse about myself, and then I was less likely to actually step out and do what I wanted to do. It didn't inspire, encourage. It pulled back. It didn't push forward. And in my life, anything that's not pushing me forward isn't worth my time. You know, I just don't have time for that. Life's too short.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. It really is. And I think that there's a lot to be said about talking, you know, what we were talking about the first half hour about keeping it simple.
Yeah.
And what you talked about initially and making, you know, it's kind of like the game, so to speak. I say that in quotes because I don't know if game is really the right word, but it's what's the first thought that comes to your mind. You know, when you think about what's important to you,
yeah,
the first things that come to your mind are, you know, for the most part, they're the things that you think about every day, you know, that you think about at the end of the day, that you think about at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, you know, because we're all aware of that clock ticking. So even I feel like even if your steps are tiny and they're slow, that feels so much better than no steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just the movement and momentum builds momentum.
I like that.
And that tiny bit of movement will build momentum, and it puts you in that flow of going forward and doing it. And man, you know, it's kind of like when you, I don't know if it's just me, but I remember, and it still happens more times than I'd like for it to, but when we're just, you know, we've paid all of our bills, but we don't have any money.
Yeah.
I still feel really, really good, even though I'm completely broke, because I paid all my bills.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, like,
I paid all my bills. Like, that's awesome.
And I feel a little, and I'm trying to be practical because I really think it's important. You know, because really, that's the thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to have the courage to go ahead and do this up front, pay it off, and let myself be broke a whole little minute.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I do that, it actually seems like more comes my way than when I don't do that.
When you're holding on.
Yeah. And I just really want to encourage people to know that sometimes when you've given it all you have, that's the best feeling. And
I love that.
Don't be afraid to do that. And if you're not getting replenished in that, you know, then go somewhere where you're going to get replenished, because you should be getting replenished. You should have your family and your friends. I don't care if that's one person or 50 people. That counts, but get replenished and do what you need to do to get replenished, but don't let your fears keep you from, you know, taking those baby steps and from letting yourself say to yourself, you know what, this is hard and it's taken everything I have, but you know what, I've got something to show for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just recently, kind of speaking to that, I had to buy something that was work-related that I knew was going to help people around me as well. And I kept putting it off. And I've done that in the past. That's kind of been an MO that holds me back, is knowing I need to get something, but then being like, oh, well, I'll just wait until, you know, X comes in to pay for that or whatever. And then I finally just was to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the leap. I'm going to buy it. And then, because summer is a really slow time for what I do, I mean, everybody's traveling, everybody's in, you know, out of school. And, but when I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it, right after I made the credit card payment, I had a email coming from a partner that was saying, hey, we, you know, I'm sorry, we haven't gotten together yet. We need to get together. And then I had 3 appointments scheduled that day.
What?
For later in the week. So it was like, all I had to, what I had to do was take that. It was a tiny leap. It wasn't even that expensive, but I was like holding myself back. And then boom, 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 here's this like domino effect. And then, I was telling Carrie about this. I got a phone call from somebody that's interested in what I do that wants to kind of build something around it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think that would have happened. I don't think this week would have gone the way it did if I hadn't have made that initial. And it was an investment. It was things like, oh, well, I just want to buy this frivolous thing. I'm like, I am investing in my business and myself, but not for me, but for the people that I serve through what I do. And
yeah.
So that's what happened, is I made the little investment and I got it back. Oh, not over threefold, so like fourfold, in addition to these other 2 phone calls from people that I'm partnering with. So, I mean, just holding, and it's like holding the purse strings, right? Like, or holding your coin so close to you and saying, I have to hold on to this in case X. Well, sometimes you have to spend that coin to make more coins. And I know everybody says, oh, you have to spend money to make money, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's super easy to say, but
it's hard to do, especially when you're
yeah.
starting a business.
And
you
that's
know?
How this relates to courage. Because, you know, you've got to have the courage to do that.
Well, but I was also recognizing a pattern. I was recognizing myself going right back into that pattern, that whirlpool that I've talked about before, that, like, you can just get stuck in that little kind of corner of the lazy river. And
you have to
push away from it, or like all these people are walking around outside on the edge, and you can just be like, hey dude, can you give me a hand? People will give you a hand. I mean, you just have to not allow those little setbacks of when you're kind of being stagnant, and not to be able to say, hey guy, random dude walking by me, can you just give me a hand? All it takes is for you to extend your hand up and somebody else will grab it.
It's like, very true.
That you have to make the first step. And you just said that, Carrie. Like, you have to be the one to make the step. You have to be the one to loosen the purse string, or to, you know, to say, you know what, this job really sucks. I hate it. I'm going to put out a resume, or I'm going to even just update my resume. Like, that's a step.
Yeah, I think that that's really, really important is to just take steps. I mean, to me, like, if there's things in your life that are nagging at you, and they can be big things or small things, and I'm sure they're both.
Right.
You know, I always tell my kids, and I've always told them this because it's what I've done, what I was taught to do, and it works. If you take the stuff that's in your head and you write it down, then you've now taken it from, you know, out in the air and in your head to black and white, to on a piece of paper. It's now tangible.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you can handle and work with and make notes on. And, you know.
And cross out. If
and
you
cross
need to.
Off. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the things, you're facing the giant, and I don't know if
like
anybody
that,
else deals with this, but
like
one of the things that I realized when I was younger was that I hated to be by myself. And I had little kids, but I at the end of the day when they were asleep and so forth, you know, it was me. And that really freaked me out, you know, and I knew that couldn't be good for me. And I felt like I was fretting all the time. So I decided I was going to start out small, like literally 4 minutes of just being alone and just, you know, listening to a song or, you know, writing something, just whatever. And then, you know, like I would add a little bit of time to it every night. Now, this was, I'll age myself. This was back in the 80s. So, I mean, we are literally talking timers, like the kind that you turn, that goes...
yeah, egg timer.
And pencil and paper, you know. But that's how simple really it is, and how really how simple it can be, and how simple it should be. Because going back to what you were talking about, making it being true to you and making it what is important to you important. And so if it's nagging at you, and I don't care if it's big or small, then it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you take those things to paper and you look at them, and, you know, if it's something in your heart you know isn't, you know, maybe that big, it can still be relevant. It can still be important. You know, you can have a list of the stuff that you'll do if you get everything else done. But you can still put some stuff in there, both the you know, when you made that purchase for your business, you really were taking a block out from keeping yourself held back. And the reason why is because, you know, four or five times now, you know, say in the next 6 months, you might come across a situation where you're not going to accomplish something because you don't have that item.
Yep.
Yeah. And so by it, it's there when you need it. And you talk about confidence and courage, and you're worth that.
Yeah.
And everybody is worth doing that. You know, and I mean, even get more real with it. I've seen commercials on TV for free websites.
Yeah.
You know? You can get, and granted, they're really cheap and they're, you know, plain white with probably just black, but who cares? Business cards for $5 on Vistaprint. I mean,
right.
Like, they're just.
That's where I started. That's exactly where I started.
Don't let any of those things in your head or that people tell you or whatever, keep you from going for what is important to you. Have the courage to check it out and look into it. And man, the feeling of just doing that
right.
is so, whoa.
Yeah.
I cannot stress that enough.
Well, it's kind of like when I work with my kids, like when I'm trying to teach my students, you know, like, if I told them, okay, like when I'm working with a child with ADD, ADHD, okay, if I told them, okay, so today in class, you're going to have to sit down for 15 minutes and all you can do is rock in your chair. Like some of my students would be like, yeah, that is never going to happen. Like I am like, even the rocking is not going to be enough. But and that's just what the reality of their situation.
Right.
So what I do is I start and I say, hey, today we're going to sit for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I set a timer, and I have a little desk that's kind of off in the corner that there's stuff around it so nobody can get to him. And I actually have a student, this is like his homework when he's in my classroom. I'm like, go do your time. So he goes over there, and he sets his timer, and he sits still for 1 minute. And then it dings, and he's so excited, and then I'm like, okay, now you can do Legos or whatever whatever this particular student loves. And he gets this little reward, and he's like, I can sit still for a whole minute. And I'm like, yes, you can.
And now we've gone from a little minute to a giant minute.
Yeah, that was 5. And he's like, I can sit for 5 minutes. Like, yes, you can, baby. You know, but there's no way that he would have sat for 5, 10, or 15 on day. He had to take his little steps because, I mean, it was him having courage to try, him believing in himself, and then him seeing, like, you're way more capable than you think you are. And when you step out into something and you do it and you find, have mistakes, you have little missteps that happen, but you learn your strengths and you find out you're way more capable than you think you are, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's so beautiful. I love that.
So, and something that, like, really hit me about what you just said is what to you might be a minute is to him like an hour.
Exactly.
His perception of sitting still for 15 minutes is literally an eternity. Where to you, you're like, I mean, or maybe not you, because I know that you're very empathetic to the children, but like to a frustrated parent might be like, what's your problem?
I keep going back to the whole, if you're feeling this thing part of it, because you know, there's a lot of people that are feeling frustrated, and and it feels like it's commensurate. You know, it feels like forever. It feels like the end of the frustration level for a lot. I know I talk to people every day about this. You know, we have an automotive repair shop. This is something that people have to deal with all the time, and it's overwhelming for them. It reminds me sometimes, not as bad, but I think, man, it's like giving bad news to the patient about their car, you know, and it's really traumatizing. And, you know, all I'm saying is that it isn't like we're sitting here talking about it. It's not like it's just easy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not. The reality is it's not. The only thing is we've just been doing it a little bit longer. And in the process of that, each one of us, I know, and I know a lot of you that are listening as well, have come across things that work. Things that work. And that's what this is about, are finding things that work so that you can make that change. You know, maybe you need to start that business. You know, maybe you need to get a different job. You know, like I've got a daughter right now who's trying to make a decision about whether or not to take an advancement where she's at or hold out and just get a better job. Well, that takes a lot of courage.
That really does.
You know, and I want to kind of take it a step further too, because, like, you know, we're on the air for a couple of hours every week, but some of the questions and some of the issues can pop up. Like, people can message us through the Facebook page.
Yes.
Our names on Facebook. And, I mean, if we're talking about something and you're just, like, getting super pissed off about it, like, write us. You know, let's incorporate some of these questions or struggles into the show.
Yeah, because, like, there's, like, a gazillion...
Or if it's making you happy.
Situations.
If you've just gone through something and you're like, man, you're totally, like, hitting on all cylinders.
The feedback would be.
Yeah. I really, that's what, this is about connection and being able, because there's people that are out there that are better at this than we are, you know?